Then came a fiery breath of waking life, and there arose from the dim gulf of things the strange creations of a thinking sense, existences half real and half dream. A life was there that hoped not to survive. Beings were born who perished without a trace. Events that were a formless drama's limbs, and actions driven by a blind creature will. A seeking power found out its road to form. Patterns were built of love and joy and pain, and symbol figures for the moods of life. An insect hedonism fluttered and crawled, and basked in a sunlit nature's surface thrills, and dragon raptures, python agonies, crawled in the marsh and mire and licked the sun. Huge armored strength shook a frail quaking ground. Great puissant creatures with a dwarfish brain, and pygmy tribes imposed their small life drift. In a dwarf model of humanity, nature now launched the extreme experience and master point of her design's caprice, luminous result of her half-conscious climb on rungs twixt her sublimities and grotesques, to massive from infinitesimal shapes, to a subtle balancing of body and soul, to an order of intelligent littleness. Around him in the moment beats of time, the kingdom of the animal self arose, where deed is all and mind is still half-born, and the heart obeys a dumb unseen control. The force that works by the light of ignorance, her animal experiment began, crowding with conscious creatures her world scheme. But to the outward only were they alive. Only they replied to touches and surfaces, and to the prick of need that drove their lives. A body that knew not its own soul within, there lived and longed, had wrath and joy and grief. A mind was there that met the objective world as if a stranger or enemy at its door. Its thoughts were kneaded by the shocks of sense. It captured not the spirit in the form. It entered not the heart of what it saw. It looked not for the power behind the act. It studied not the hidden motive in things, nor strove to find the meaning of it all. Beings were there who wore a human form. Absorbed, they lived in the passion of the scene, but knew not who they were or why they lived. Content to breathe, to feel, to sense, to act. Life had for them no aim save nature's joy and the stimulus and delight of outer things. Identified with the spirit's outward shell, they worked for the body's wants, they craved no more. The veiled spectator watching from their depths fixed not his inward eye upon himself, nor turned to find the author of the plot. He saw the drama only and the stage. There was no brooding stress of deeper sense. The burden of reflection was not borne. Mind looked on nature with unknowing eyes, adored her boons and feared her monstrous strokes. It pondered not on the magic of her laws. It thirsted not for the secret wells of truth, but made a register of crowding facts and strung sensations on a vivid thread. It hunted and it fled and sniffed the winds, or slothed inert in sunshine and soft air. It sought the engrossing contacts of the world, but only to feed the surface sense with bliss. These felt life's quiver in the outward touch. They could not feel behind that touch the soul, to guard their form of self from nature's harm, to enjoy and to survive was all their care.